Serendipity. This,
no.
Okay.
No.
A.
No.
We are.
Hi, everybody. This is Joe and Karen Rodriguez. We're all the way out here in Phoenix, Arizona. And we want to take some time to create a tutorial video on how to go soul winning in Spanish.
A step-by-step tutorial in bite-sized pieces. And this is, there is no, this is just the way we do it, the way we learned at our church. You know, we do go to Faith Forward Baptist Church. This is kind of what we learned from people and works really well for us. So we just want to do a step-by-step tutorial video. Now, our Spanishes are different. Mine's is more like the Mexican Southwest Spanish, and Joe is more...
Speaks correctly.
I'm more Spanish.
I'm more Puerto Rican Spanish, yeah.
Okay, so you'll notice that difference in the presentation, but it's a little bit for everybody, right?
That's right.
Okay, hopefully this is helpful. If you have any questions, just comment below or suggestions. My husband is not a social media person at all, so this is a real treat that he is doing this. Okay, we're just going to dive right into it.
Sure. So when you start off knocking on the door, you know, you just introduce yourself by saying, hello, my name is, and in Spanish it's hola, mi nombre es. So I would say, hola, mi nombre es Joe Rodriguez, y soy de la Iglesia Bautista. And basically,
or say your church name,
or you know, soy de la Iglesia Bautista de Faithful Word Baptist, something to that effect. So basically, all you're just stating is, this is my name, and I'm from this Baptist church. And then we'll just say something to the effect of, estoy en tu área. So we're saying, I'm in your area.
Or if you're with somebody, a partner, you want to, if you want to be correct and everything, can say, estamos, like the plural, you know, we are in your area, estamos en tu área, or you could say, I say área o cuadra.
I say área.
Okay, so we'll say it again slowly. Mi nombre es...
Mi nombre es Joe Rodriguez, estoy en tu área, oh, I messed up. All right.
Y soy okay. De...
Okay, hola, mi nombre es Joe Rodriguez, y... Soy de la Iglesia Bautista. Estamos en tu área.
Right. Estamos en tu área. Okay, perfect. So then the next step is, why are we in your area? Okay. Estamos en tu área invitándolos a nuestra iglesia. Okay, so that is inviting you to our church, or how would you say it?
Invitándolos a nuestra iglesia.
Right. Estamos en tu área invitándolos a nuestra iglesia. Okay. Hola, mi nombre es Karen, soy de la Iglesia Bautista. Estamos en tu área invitándolos a nuestra iglesia. Right, which means...
Hi, we're in the area and we're just inviting you to our local church.
Okay, so that's a little bit tricky to say, invitándolos. How'd you say it?
Invitándolos. Just, I'd say it fast and get it out the way.
A nuestra iglesia.
A nuestra iglesia.
Okay, inviting you to our church. Now, then I would ask, ¿vas a la iglesia? Which means?
All right, do you go to any local church?
Okay, now, ¿vas? Is the non-formal way to say it. Vas a la iglesia. So if you're talking to someone the same age or younger than you, you would say that, or maybe a kid. But the formal way to say it is, usted va a la iglesia. You know, do you go to church the formal way? I don't know, do you use formal, informal when you go out to...
No, I'm vas para la iglesia. I mean, usted vas para la iglesia, that's more formal. So I would say,
yes.
If you...
Older people, you know,
respond
definitely.
Better to that.
Usted va a la iglesia.
You're asking the person if they go to the
church.
Okay,
so let's say you say yes.
More than likely, you're going to get an answer like, sí, soy pentecostal, sí, soy católico.
So if they just say sí, and you want to ask, oh, ¿a qué iglesia vas? Which is the non-formal way to say...
Which church do you go to?
Okay, so a formal way to say it is, ¿a qué iglesia va? So no S at the end. ¿A qué iglesia va? That's the formal way. Or you could say... Okay, so that's when you're going to get all these answers, right? Like you said.
Pentecostal,
Maybe Jehovah's Catecónico, Witness.
Testimonio de Jehová.
Right. Okay, so then you would say, bueno, pero más importante que dónde vas a la iglesia, estás 100% seguro, or segura, if it's a girl, de que vas al cielo. So that is the non-formal way to say it, okay? Because it has the S with va, vas, okay? Or you can say, bueno, pero más importante que dónde va a la iglesia, that would be formal. Está, no S, está 100% seguro or segura que va al cielo. So basically when it's formal, you're just taking off those S's. And we'll have everything in the, we'll have a Google Drive with all of this information so you can kind of go over it and use it to go over this video with us. So what is that saying, basically?
Basically you're just stating, are you 100% sure if you were to die today that you're going to heaven?
Okay, so then let's say they say...
Well, they're either going to answer it two ways. One, they're going to say, no, I'm not sure. Maybe something to the effect that there's no way for you to know that. Or they're going to say, yes, I am sure.
So let's go with the C first. If okay. They say...
Sí, estoy seguro que voy para el cielo.
Okay, so I'm going to ask, what do you think you have to do to go? Okay, so here's the non-formal way to say it. ¿Qué crees que tienes que hacer para ir? Notice all the S's. ¿Qué crees que tienes que hacer para ir? Okay, that's the non-formal way. The formal way will be ¿Qué cree que tiene que hacer para ir? So you see the S's are gone. ¿Qué cree que tiene que hacer para ir? Okay? Mm-hmm. So, an alternative is if I asked you the same thing, what would you tell me I had to do? I like to say that at the door. I'll say, okay, well, if I'm asking you, what would you tell me that I have to do, okay? You could say it in the non-formal way. Si te hiciera la misma pregunta, ¿qué me dirías que tengo que hacer? That's saying, if I asked you the same thing, what would you tell me I had to do? Si te hiciera la misma pregunta, ¿qué me dirías que tengo que hacer? Or the formal way to say it is si le instead of te. Si le hiciera la misma pregunta, ¿qué me diría que tengo que hacer? That would be the formal way. Okay? So, just give me like a bad answer. What do I have to do? What would you tell me I had to do?
Yeah, I would say, okay, I'm going to say it in Spanish. Yeah. Ah, bueno, uno tiene que trabajar duro, portarse bien, ir para la iglesia, ayudar tu pastor. Those are answers. Basically, you're just saying that you're, you know, be a good person, go to your local church, you know, help out people.
Okay, so I'm going to say the following in Spanish. I'm going to say, well, the Bible actually says something a little different. Do you have a few minutes where I can show you what it says? Okay, so now I will say in Spanish. Bueno, la Biblia en realidad dice algo un poco diferente. ¿Tienes unos minutos donde puedo mostrarte? Or you could say enseñarte. That's a little bit easier word. Lo que dice. Okay, so bueno, la Biblia en realidad dice algo un poco diferente. ¿Tienes unos minutos donde puedo enseñarte lo que dice? Okay?
I might go a little different with that.
What would you say?
I would say, bueno, la Biblia dice algo diferente. ¿Tienes algunos minutos para enseñarte or something to that effect?
How is that any different than what I just said?
I don't know. I think it's easier, but whatever.
Okay.
Know. En realidad, I don't know.
Oh, well, in reality.
Again, my Spanish is not proper Spanish. It's just enough to get you by.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so let's say now, tienes unos minutos, okay? So that's the informal way. If you want to make it formal, drop the S. Tiene unos minutos donde puedo enseñarle. Not enseñarte, enseñarle lo que dice. Okay? Now let's say they say...
Sí.
No.
No.
Yeah, like,
We're saying, okay, so the okay.
Like if I ask you, are you 100% sure you're going to heaven? Instead of saying yes and all those answers, what if you just say?
No.
No. Okay, so then you could just say, if you have 10 to 15 minutes, can I show you from the Bible how you can be 100% sure? Okay, so this is how I would say it. And then you could say how you would say it. I would say, si tienes 10 o 15 minutos, puedo enseñarte de la Biblia cómo puedes estar 100% seguro or segura. And so that's the question, okay? Si tienes 10 o 15 minutos, puedo enseñarte de la Biblia cómo puedes estar 100% seguro or segura. Okay, how would you say it?
Si tiene algunos minutos y le puede enseñar de la Biblia cómo puede tener 100% seguro que uno puede saber que va a ir para el cielo.
Okay, so that was the informal way that I said it my way.
And mine was the very super informal way.
The Boricua.
The very Boricua way. The very Spanglish way to get through it.
Okay, or now the formal way, how I would say it is, si tiene 10 o 15 minutos, puedo enseñarle. Again, instead of te, es le, puedo enseñarle de la Biblia cómo puede estar 100% seguro or segura, if it's a lady. Okay? So, that will be the end of the scope of this video. We're just doing the introduction, just the very first part. We're going to break this video, this presentation down into very small bite-sized chunks. So, this is just the introduction, and we'll put the link below to the Google Doc where all of this is typed out for you and you can practice and just let us know, right, if you have any comments or suggestions.
I just want to add one last thing. What I've noticed about Spanish culture in general is that they're more friendlier and they'll invite you more, and don't stress over not being able to have the accent down, because they will welcome you. They'll give you an opportunity. I mean, I think that anyone you've ever seen that doesn't speak English as their first language but tries to talk to you, you see the effort, so you kind of give them that extra time to explain things. You're going to see that more in the Spanish community. So I've seen Brother Garrett give the gospel to people, get people saved in Spanish. I've seen Pastor Anderson do it, and you know, and they speak great Spanish, but you can tell they don't have the accent down. So don't worry if you don't have the accent. You know, this is a great opportunity for you to give somebody the gospel in Spanish. Once you practice it, once you get it down, you can also open the Bible and have them read the verses, and that's going to assist you with the process of giving them the gospel.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. If you like this video, please subscribe to the channel where we will be posting the follow-ups, and share with all your soul-winning friends. Again, this is just one way to do it. This is how we like to do it, how we learned at our church. So share with your friends that might be interested, and stay tuned for the following. And don't forget the link below in the description to the document where all this is typed out for you. Okay, thank you. Bye.